Our second reading this evening from Paul's letter to Timothy gives us a sign of hope in the trials of the world. St. Paul is writing to his friend Timothy, who is at Ephesus, taking care of one of the churches that had been established by Paul and his companions. And the church is undergoing some trials and tribulations. There's arguments among the people. There are others who have come into the church and have not exactly been teaching what Jesus taught. There are others who have come in and contradicted flatly who Jesus was. And so St. Paul is writing to Timothy and the community, reminding them of all that they have been given to them. St. Paul reminds them that they have been given this great gift, the gift of truth, the gift of Jesus Christ, and that they should hold fast to that gift. And it is that words of encouragement that Paul offers to them, to us, and then that imploring that we be courageous in how we live our lives, that we live the truth by doing what God has taught us to do, by not doing it in half measures, but doing it fully and completely, even when we are contradicted, because the truth will shine forth. The truth will liberate us. The truth will be with us always, because the truth is the word of God implanted in our heart. And so St. Paul's words to Timothy of encouragement to have courage are words that we take to heart today. Those words where we are called to be bearers of truth to the world, to be open to hear the word of God and then carry it without fear into a world so desperately in need of these words of blessing, these words of hope, these words of mercy that are found and offered in Jesus Christ. And it is that encouragement that we surround the gospel with tonight. Now, the gospel does sound strange to our ears, right? We think it's very unfair. You've been working in the field all day, tending the sheep all day. You're tired, exhausted. It was hot outside. You get home, and rather your boss looks at you and said, go in the kitchen, put the apron on, cook me dinner, feed me, and then maybe if you have time, if you can still be awake, you can eat something that's left over. That doesn't sound very fair. And yet, it is what God asks of all of us as Christians, is that we extend ourselves in service to our brothers and sisters, even when it doesn't seem like it looks very fair. We've all maybe seen that commercial on television. It's for NyQuil, I believe, right? The dad or mom open up the door, and they're clearly sick as dogs. And they kind of cough, and they go like, Jimmy, I need to take a sick day. And then they close the door and the camera pans over there and there's a little baby in the crib. And the tagline is, dads don't get days off. Moms don't get days off. And the truth is, that is a blessing. That is what God calls mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sons and daughters to do, to not take days off, but rather to serve even when it's difficult and hard, because I'm sure almost every mother in this congregation has had this happen at least one time in her life where she's worked very hard all day long, she's tired, she gets home, and the first thing she hears from her children are, what's for dinner? Anybody recognize that? Or, Mom, we have to go to the store because I forgot to pick up the stuff for a project that's due today. I know I needed this stuff 3 weeks ago, but I've just, can we go there now? Okay, what store do we have to go to? Oh, the one across town. Right? And we say to ourselves often, oh my, anything else, God? Want to pile some more stuff on me today? And yet we do it out of love because that's what we are obliged to do. That's what we have promised God that we would do through our vocation as husband, wife, mother, father, priest. I mean, there are days that I wish the email service would just go away forever, right? The voicemail would be something of the past, right? That every priest would get Wednesday off for golf. I mean, that would be, you know, there are days that I think that when everything just crashes down, right? And I look to God and I say, why? And yet, in love of God and service of one another, we are called to continue to reach out in faith, in courage. Encouraged not simply by standing alone against all the tides of life, but in fact encouraged by, as St. Paul reminded Timothy, the community that surrounds him. The community together is stronger than alone. And when we join together as family, as friends, as a community of faith, we understand that we are able then to encourage and give courage to each other to do what we are obliged to do. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, those works of mercy that we have been focusing on this year. Do what we are obliged to do. Be the wife, the husband, the son, the daughter, the mother, the father, to one another in service of love and service of blessing that we are obliged to do, coming together to lift our voices in song and praise of God, to come and receive his very body and blood so that we might be nourished and strengthened to do what we are obliged to do. And so as we go forth this day celebrating these mysteries of Christ's love for us, his life, his death, his resurrection, his offering of his body, blood, soul, divinity, so that we might have life and have it in abundance. We carry forth what we are obliged to do, to care for one another, to bless one another, to be that act of mercy and compassion to one another, so that we might stand before God and declare that we have done what he has asked us to do, what we have promised to do, and that we have done it with love.